my three top players of all time for me as a kid were Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and Mickey Mantle. So, you know, yeah, I was very much aware of Hank Aaron and how he played and what he meant to baseball.
What was it like for you to just watch him slowly but surely start tracking down Babe Ruth?
Well, back then I was probably not as aware of historical things or anything like that. I was just in the moment. And Hank was such a great hitter. You know, I enjoyed watching how he approached hitting. And to see him slowly approach that, you know, I was pulling for him and became a cheerleader. But, I mean, it was just something that I enjoyed watching unfold. And it was just, you know, it was just something really fun to do, watching him do that.
As you grew up, of course, you were outstanding in any sport that you played. But just talk about playing baseball, being from such a state that has produced so many in terms of Hall of Famers. Besides Willie Mays and Hank Aaron, you had Willie McCovey, you had Satchel Paige,
yeah.
Monty Irvin. There were just so many.
Yeah. It's, you know, baseball was just something that you – it's always been my first love. And in my area, especially North Alabama, you played baseball, and the other sports were something you did outside of baseball season. And then you played in the summer in these American Legion leagues, and you got to play against the older guys and see just how good you were at that time. And so baseball was just something that you always did. I can remember very vividly during the football season. I played football, but I was making sure I had my baseball glove oiled with a ball in it and wrapped up and getting ready for baseball season. It was one of those deals.
Did you get a chance to – did you attend many pro games growing up?
No, never did. We had a – I guess it would have been double A. No, it was a Negro League semi-pro league there in Huntsville. And the Birmingham Black Barons used to come through all the time, and Indianapolis Clowns and those guys. So you got to see some of the old-timers that were still playing on the tour. And I wouldn't have missed those for the world. That was just – that was stop everything, go to the ballpark when they came into town.
Tell me, as far as the moment itself, as Hank was approaching 7:15, it was at the very start of the 1974 season. I believe you're playing for Tennessee in baseball at the time.
Right.
Was that a big moment? Were you able to see that?
I couldn't tell you exactly where I was, but it was a big moment, but it wasn't. One thing my dad did teach me about sports, you can't be good at it if you don't give it your full attention at the time. So I was probably more involved with our baseball season and whatever we were doing there than stopping everything and going to watch like we would today, because mm-hmm. it's on every station and it's all over and it's everything you hear. You know, back then it was still just one of many sports accomplishments, and they didn't have breaking news, Hank Aaron is at the bat, blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. If you caught it on the sports, you caught it on the sports. That's just the way it was.
I guess we did get a taste of exactly how crazy that might have been when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were chasing down 70 for a single season, and
right.
then Barry Bonds. And
right.
Then, of course, Barry eventually passed Hank.
Right, but that when Hank was doing it, it wasn't that kind of coverage. It wasn't like that.
And then, have you ever had the opportunity to meet Hank Aaron?
You know, I did. Very interesting story. When I was being recruited, when I got drafted out of high school by the Montreal Expos and Mel Didier, I guess he had reached out, and I was attending a Braves game and actually got to speak with Hank, and he took me back into the locker room, and he introduced me to some of the players, and the way he introduced me, he said, "Hey, guys, come here. They just offered this guy $80,000 to play baseball, and he hadn't signed yet." They all started going, "Are you crazy? What's wrong with you?" And, you know, I was just in awe. I'm seeing all these guys, and it was just, wow. It was amazing. And, yeah, I did get to meet him. Very, very great, humble gentleman. Like I said, one of my favorites, Hank, Willie, and Mickey. They were the three.
Is it hard to believe that that moment is now 40 years old?
Yes. Yeah, what I wouldn't do to go back there. But, yeah, that's hard to believe. That's a of course, I witnessed that. I keep it in perspective because of my job now. I'm around 18, 19, 20-year-olds all the time, and I'm reminded every day of what the difference is by just conversation and references and, you know, everything these young guys do. If I talked about my childhood, it's ancient history. So it's I'm reminded of it every day. So, yeah.
Well, I don't think there's any question that a lot of folks found out how tough the road was that you had faced. I don't know if you knew it at the time, but to learn of all that Hank went through as he was chasing this record in terms of just vile things that came his way, I'm sure you guys had some very unfortunate but similar experiences.
Well, yes, and, you know, I just, it's something that happened, and it was very unfortunate, but I think it made me stronger, and I'm positive it made Hank stronger. And I don't know if he'd tell you the same things, but I would say to that, it happened, we handled the situation, let's move on. And rehashing it, it's not pleasant, so mm-hmm. I'd just rather not do it. But I'm not going to let it bother me. But I went through it, I survived, I came out the other end, and Hank did too. And, you know, it's just, it's one of those deals that happens that you don't really like to rehash, but you're glad you got through it and it made a difference.
In terms of an anniversary like this, of such a big moment, and it was such a unique point in time in history, because it was thought that Babe Ruth was uncatchable, that record would just never be broken. The fact that this gets celebrated with its 40th anniversary, what do you think it means to perhaps some youngsters today, even some that you may work with, that this might open up a bridge to such a special individual as Hank Aaron, who went through what he went through but came away as baseball's all-time home run king and such an individual worthy of such praise and admiration?
In all sincerity, if I could get one or two guys to even listen, it would be a blessing and a miracle. They don't think in those terms anymore. Hank Aaron, a lot of these kids probably don't even know who it is, but the fact that what he went through just because what he did and some things that I accomplished and the things that guys went through like Lester McClain, mm-hmm. these kids never, they don't know what that is. They know it in a book. They know it by somebody telling them, but it's not something that they've ever experienced because what they are faced with is a whole different genre. You know, it's a whole different atmosphere because they can react and do things to, well, I wouldn't let them do this. That's what I hear all the time. Well, I wouldn't ever let that. Well, no, you don't understand. You didn't have a choice. I mean, this is not who's the toughest guy. That's not the way, what this is. This is the way it was, and they don't understand because they were never there. And there's no way you can put them back in that situation because there's nothing today that compares with that. So it's hard for them to comprehend that. They never will.
And tell me, growing up as a fan of Hank, Willie, and Mickey, how was it that you became a fan of each? You've mentioned Hank, but just talk about how you became such a big fan of Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle.
Well, I enjoyed what they did and how they played the game and how they approached it. You know, it was Hank's hitting. It was Willie's, just his ability to play the outfield and move and do the things that he did, the basket catch. And Mickey Mantle was just, I love the fact that he was a switch hitter and got down the line pretty good and just was a really tough guy. And the three of them, you know, you combine them all and you got the perfect baseball player. And then he might want to play football every once in a while.